Now kind enough to join us is our player of the game, Mike Meadows. And right there at that first timeout in the second half, UC Davis goes on the run. They build a 12-point lead. What was the message in the huddle, and where did you guys dig from to find the resolve to come back and pull this one out?
Yeah, man. I mean, and thanks for having me. It's just to keep playing, keep battling, trusting what we do, and trusting our defensive game plan. And sure enough, we stuck through it, man. We got a great coaching staff, really supportive, really positive, and that helped keep us in the games a lot of times. And then toughness. Toughness helped win us that game today.
How much did finding yourself in a similar situation as you did last Sunday with Montana State, where a couple of key mistakes down the stretch, you fight your way all the way back, you grab the lead again in the final minutes, how much did going through Montana State help you guys this afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what non-conference is for. You have to build and keep growing and learn from every single game. And like I said, we have a great culture here that we're building, and a great coaching staff who's going to keep pushing us to be better and better. So we sit back, watch film, and learn from every mistake that we made, and we put it, you know, to work today.
Mike Meadows, our guest here, held scoreless in the first half. What did you see? What opened up for you in the second half? Because once you hit that first three, the light bulb went off for you. Three more to come.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's just to keep playing and take what's there. And in the second half, you know, they were kind of soft hedging and getting back, which left me open at the top of the key a lot of times. So there's that, man. It's just keep playing. The coaches trust me to go out there and just play my game. And Legs always tells me he recruited me to be me. He doesn't want to change my game or be anyone different. So, you know, that's what I went out there and did and helped lead my guys.
Well, you had it tough on both ends, trying to this Aggie team is one that maybe on paper doesn't look that all intimidating. But if you've watched them play, especially on this four-game winning streak coming into this, you know they are a scrappy bunch. They're a veteran bunch. And Ezra Magnon, the Big West Player of the Week, I don't think people realize how quick he is. Just your ability there down the stretch to force him to at least go over the top and not get into the paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a very good player, very crafty, very quick. And they have a great coaching staff over there, so we knew it wasn't going to be easy. But at the end of the day, we've been preaching toughness and playing hard while also playing smart. And we were able to do that today to close it out, man.
Yeah, good to see Moses Wood bounce back for you. How important was him forcing things offensively to get you going?
Yeah, Moses is a huge piece for us. So when he plays like that and just aggressive and just go get him attitude, it really helps us. It brings a different dynamic to our team, and we all trust him to do that. You know, that's something that we bank on for Moses, and heavy lays the crown for him. I mean, he's a great player, so that's what you ask for, right? But, yeah, I'm really proud of Moses for being able to bounce back from a game I know he wasn't happy with. I'm really proud of him.
Well, I think all you guys couldn't have given yourselves a better early Christmas present, fighting through the adversity. You knew it wasn't going to be maybe as easy as it was seemed to start the season, but the turkey is going to taste a lot better for you. Everybody gets a couple of days and some time to kind of rest and recoup before we get back at it New Year's Day for BYU. Mike Meadows, congratulations on a great game. Hope you're able to
enjoy
some family and some downtime. And we can't wait to see you back at the Childs Center to start conference play.
For sure. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
There you go. Thank you. Congratulations, Mike Meadows.